Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
And it's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and today we have BYU offensive guard Braden Hansen in the house, also known as B-House. Top of the morning to you, Braden. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule here as you get ready for the Texas vs. Nation All-Star Classic coming up, and an invite to the NFL Scouting Combine before you hit your pro day. We'll touch base on all of those, but first, take us through your workout regimen. What are you doing right now to get ready for all that?
Just working out, just going through a bunch of different routines as far as lifting, getting stronger, faster, just getting ready for the All-Star game in the Texas vs. Nation.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Texas vs. Nation All-Star Classic game. It's been around for about 4 or 5 years now. I know the organizers of the event do a really good job of shaping up some good talent on these rosters. Have you taken a peek at some of the players you'll be facing, and what are your expectations heading in to the Texas vs. Nation game as you get ready to flash your skills in front of all the pro scouts in attendance?
I haven't really looked at the roster. I'm just excited to be able to play in a game that's going to be really competitive. I heard there's going to be a lot of great players there and be able to showcase what I'm about.
Yeah, and you guys are coming off, a 8-5 season where you ended on a high note, heartbreaker to Notre Dame, and then you guys went off on a little mini winning streak and put up quite a lot of points down the stretch and capped it off with a nice victory over San Diego State in the Poinsettia Bowl. Coming into the season, I know the offense wanted to work on, speeding up the pace of the game and having a much quicker offense. Talk to us about the preparation coming into the season and what entailed going into that process. Did you guys speed up the offensive tempo like you would have this year?
Yeah, so that was, one of our main goals over the summer. Our offensive coaches saw that we could improve and really, taking it as an advantage going into our season. And the biggest thing we worked on, we actually had a company called ATI. They do a lot of training of NFL athletes preparing for the combine. They came in to BYU and trained our whole team, trying to take BYU to the next level as far as from a conditioning and lifting perspective. And that was a big step helping us to be able to have an offense that's upbeat, kind of like Oregon and some of the other teams that are running that up-tempo offense. But something that, as soon as we got into that, something that really, saw that helped us out, put a lot of pressure on the defense, and was successful for us this year.
Well, that's a nice luxury to have, and we're talking to Braden Hansen, BYU offensive lineman, and I would assume that, two of the attributes you have to work on getting better at would be speed and agility. What else did you work on coming into your senior season or an area of your game that you wanted to kind of improve upon your senior year?
Probably just mentally, the mental stuff behind the game. I played guard the last 3 years at BYU since my freshman year. And coming into this year, my offensive coaches wanted me to prepare to play center. And so just watching a lot of film, reading different defenses, seeing different blitzes. So just preparing for that throughout the summer and just going into this year, because the fourth game of our season, my offensive line coach moved me to center. And so preparing for that really helped me, and I was ready to step in and have that role. So,
yeah, that's interesting. I mean, you mentioned the position switch. Let's talk about that for a second. And what do you think was the biggest adjustment you had to make from playing offensive guard transitioning to offensive center? What do you think would be the biggest adjustment you had to make?
I think just mentally, play by play, playing guard, you're just kind of listening to the calls and the directions and stuff like that from the center and from the quarterback. But when you're playing center, it's a whole different game because you're reading the safeties, and especially at BYU, you have a lot of control over audibles and protections as a center. So it was definitely a big change for me.
Yeah, center, I mean, when you play center on the offensive line, it's almost like being the quarterback on the offensive line. As you mentioned, you know, you got to kind of go up and dissect the defense, maybe point out assignments or audibles. Is that something that you know, going to the next level, do you feel more comfortable playing guard or center? Do you have a preference, or it doesn't really matter to you?
It doesn't really matter. I love playing center. It was kind of fun to be able to direct those things and, you know, show confidence and, you know, kind of reflect it in our offensive line's play the last several games of the season. But really, you know, wherever I could play, I would love to. So.
All right, Braden. We're talking to Braden Hansen, BYU offensive lineman. Let's flash that football IQ of yours. Why don't you run us through one of your favorite plays at BYU? Take us through, you know, your assignment, what your thought process is coming up to the offensive line, what your job description is on that play. Can you run us through that?
Yeah, definitely. So one of our basic plays is just a zone stretch. And so we're coming up to the offensive line. And the last couple games, we'd do a hard count and just kind of see what the safeties were doing and the linebackers. And that would basically tell us if we're going to do like a zone stretch, like an outside run, or if we were going to go up the middle, just depending on how the safeties and the linebackers were shifting and playing with that hard count. And the hard count was just when the quarterback would get up and, you know, and just kind of see their movement, if there's a blitz coming or something. And the reason I liked that so much is it just kind of gave us an edge. And, you know, we saw their movement. We saw, you know, a possible blitz coming. And then right then, you know, we were able to, you know, switch the play. I would make, you know, call out the Mike linebacker, tell everybody their assignments real quick, and we would go. I think it really gave us an edge, you know, over some of the teams the last couple weeks.
Absolutely. We're talking to Braden Hansen here, BYU offensive lineman. As I mentioned earlier, B-House, a nickname you earned during your basketball playing days. Is that correct? You got a little basketball background?
Yeah, in high school, played a little ball.
And how did that? Do you think that helped? You know, with your footwork and agility, playing offensive line. Do you feel like some of your basketball skills translated into your football skills?
Definitely. You know, ever since I was just a little kid, my parents always pushed me to play other sports like that, soccer, basketball, and it was just, I think, just stay out of trouble and stay in shape, but. Also just, you know, help me with my footwork. I was a pretty big kid, and, you know, I think that really kind of gave me an edge over lots of other kids that played linemen. So it's definitely helped me out at BYU.
And for those who don't know, you are like, you bleed BYU blue. I mean, you grew up a BYU fan. Your uncle was actually an offensive guard on the BYU football team as well. So when you were coming out of high school, I mean, was there other schools that you considered, or did you have BYU on your mind from the get-go?
I grew up, you know, as a 2 or 3 year old going to football games with my grandpa and my brothers. I was always a BYU Cougar, and that was a dream for me to be able to play there. And as I was in high school, as that came more of a reality and I started getting recruited by different schools, you know, I took visits to Stanford, to Cal, to some other schools. Urban Meyer was at Utah my sophomore year and recruited me pretty heavily. And then even when he went to Florida, called me a couple times wanting me to come down. But in the end, it was just nice to be able to be close to family so that my friends and family could watch me play at BYU and decided to be a Cougar.
Yeah, and BYU knew what they were doing because now we have a whole generation of Hansons coming through that Cougar football program. You have two brothers on the football team as well, Brock and Chase, coming up right behind you. How about a quick little scouting report or rundown on Brock and Chase?
Yeah, Brock and Chase actually were, you know, kind of led the way for me. My oldest brother, Brock, he played quarterback in high school, and then got recruited to BYU, and his second year at quarterback, he was behind John Beck, and they moved him to tight end. So he really enjoyed his experience at BYU, and my brother Chase played outside linebacker. So you know, they both kind of led the way for me and were an example to me as far as, you know, being a BYU Cougar. So that was fun to be able to play with both of them.
Oh, okay. A pair of older brothers. My apologies there. And four-year starter, Braden Hansen, is BYU Cougars, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Plays up and down the line. You heard it here. You know, guard, center, doesn't matter. And came into the season, senior team leader. Did it, you know, have a little bit of adversity this past year, Braden, with the groin injury. Talk about, you know, how that hampered you and what kind of learning experience it was dealing with that bit of adversity here this past season.
Yeah, so in the Notre Dame game, third quarter, that's when I hurt my groin, and I was out for two games, and it was a big learning experience for me. You know, the last 3.5 years I was a starter, and to, you know, be on the bench for those 2 weeks was tough for me, just from a perspective of just playing, helping the team. But it was good for me to be able to help out some of the younger guys, some of the other guys on the offensive line, to be able to learn mentally, you know, how to play. And it was a good experience for me.
Now, earlier in the show, we talked about, you know, coming into the season, how BYU wanted to play a more up-tempo offense, and, you know, you worked on getting better at some of your speed and agility coming into the year. What do you consider to be your biggest strength overall in your game? Is it the footwork? Is it the technique? Is it the flexibility? What's your biggest overall strength, would you say?
I'd probably just say technique. In high school, my offensive line coach, his name's Coach Stevens, he played at BYU and then even played, you know, went to a couple camps in the NFL, and he was very much a technician, and felt that technique was everything in the offensive line, and technique is huge. And so I felt from a young age, he really helped me to learn that, and then it just continued on at BYU with Coach Weber just teaching us the techniques of, you know, being a great offensive lineman. So I felt like that's given me a great advantage playing against some great athletes this year.
Yeah, and you guys had a pretty tough schedule, some really rugged opponents. And, you know, quite honestly, over the course of your career, you've kind of faced a lot of talented players and teams. I'm curious to know if there was an individual player or an individual opponent that was, you know, stood out in your mind where you knew you really had to bring your A game, maybe you had to put that much extra preparation coming into it. Is there somebody who sticks out, whether it be a player or a team, a toughest opponent during your football career at BYU?
Yeah, so my first college football game ever was against Oklahoma. They were number two. It was the first game of the season, and we were. It was the first college football game at the Dallas Cowboys' brand new stadium. That was back 2009. And so going into that game, it was my first game ever. I just got off of a LDS mission, so I hadn't played football in, you know, 2.5 years. And stepped on the field, and I was playing against Gerald McCoy, who was a first-round draft pick that year.
There you go.
I remember just, you know, being dialed in, and just I was super nervous. And I remember a couple of my coaches just, you know, took me to the side before the game and just said, hey, you know, you're ready for this. You're as good as anybody, and a real confidence booster for me there. And it was probably one of the funnest games that I will remember in my career.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could draw a more tougher assignment. Your first game, you get thrown into the mix, and Gerald McCoy, as we all know, has gone on to become one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. And speaking of the NFL, is there anybody, you know, that you kind of model your game after, or anybody at the pro level that you enjoy watching on the offensive line?
Yeah, so Logan Minkins, he's a left guard for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And I've watched lots of film the last couple summers of him. And the main reason was Coach Weber, my offensive line coach, coached him at Fresno State. And so he always talks about, you know, what kind of player he was, how physical, nasty he was. And so I kind of just wanted to model my play after him. And so I got a bunch of film watching him play at Fresno State and then also games at the Patriots. And I feel like he's a great guard to model my game after.
Absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned, you know, you faced Gerald McCoy, your first college football game, and, you know, this throughout your career, the toughest opponents. But I'm curious, maybe your toughest assignments came during the week, during practice with this BYU defense who, you know, I had a couple of your teammates on earlier in the year. And, you know, there's a handful of guys that are going to play football on Sunday. I mean, there's first-round picks on that BYU defense. Take us through what practice was like matching up against those guys.
Yeah, it was a battle. And even during fall camp, when we probably saw a little bit more of our defense, it was intense with, you know, Ziggy Ansah and a couple other guys that have great chances of playing in the NFL. It was always a battle. There was always fights going on, and it was intense this past year. So it was good.
Yeah, definitely good competitive atmosphere to be around a group of guys. And you guys have a bunch of seniors moving on this year, and we're going to be keeping tabs on your path to the draft as we're talking to Braden Hansen here at BYU, offensive lineman, played a little bit of guard, played center this past season for the Cougars. And you mentioned your LDS mission earlier, Braden. I'm just curious. I know you chose – or you applied for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Talk to us what you learned from that experience.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I got called to serve in Philadelphia, and I served most of my mission, most of my 2 years, right in North Philly, which is, you know, it's a rough part of town. I remember my first night, our apartment was maybe, you know, 200 feet from the L train. It was elevated train, and hearing that go by every couple minutes, you know, kept me up. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, we heard a gunshot outside, and that ended up just kind of just being a typical night. But it was a great experience. For the 2 years, I was just teaching people, helping people, doing a lot of service work, and just trying to, you know, help people to learn good habits and learn about Jesus Christ. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, actually, I spent a little bit of time in Philadelphia myself. I do got to say, though, the one plus is they got some great food on the streets there, all those street vendors and those Philly cheesesteaks. You know, I'm sure you got a good dosage of those Philly cheesesteaks are hard to resist, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. That was one of the perks of being in Philly, having those great Philly cheesesteaks.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a good time here talking to Braden Hansen, BYU. We've been discussing some things between the lines on the playing field. Braden, we do a little thing called first and 10, a little bit outside the lines. You ready to rock with this?
Let's go.
All right. Well, I know that you are a married man, so my first down question is, what's the first gift you're going to buy for the wife when you get that NFL contract?
That's a good question. probably a new computer, probably a new Mac desktop computer. She loves photography, and we have a little one-year-old daughter that she's constantly taking pictures of and doesn't really have a place to store all those pictures. So that would be the first purchase, a computer that she could put all those pictures on and do editing and stuff like that. So
very nice. You know what they say, once you go Mac, you never go back.
That's true.
All right. Second down here. Let's go. I know you're an avid golfer. Where's your favorite place to golf, or a golf course maybe that you haven't played at yet that you would like to play on?
Probably the golf course I'd want to play at is a golf course in California called Pebble Beach. Has a lot of PGA events, and it's right on the ocean. It's a beautiful course. So that'd probably be the dream course that I would want to play. But my favorite course is a course called South Mountain. It's just in Draper, where I grew up, and that's where I kind of learned how to golf with my grandpa when I was a little kid, about, you know, 12 or 13. So some great memories with golfing.
Yeah, and, you know, if you get drafted by the Giants or Jets, there's a lot of great golf courses here in New Jersey. So, you know, we'll wait and see. But, you know, if the Giants or Jets come calling, feel free to hit me up, and I can point you in the right direction. A lot of beautiful golf courses around the area in New Jersey and New York. So we'll see what happens.
I'll definitely hit you up for that.
All right, cool. How about, you know, we talked about the great cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. If I'm coming through Provo, tell me where's the best place I need to go eat.
The best place to go eat in Provo, probably just kind of if something that Provo has that maybe nowhere else has, it's called the Brick Oven. It's been in Provo for years and years and years, and they make homemade root beer, and all the pizzas and pastas are homemade. It's a great place, so it's called the Brick Oven.
All right, so if I'm in Provo, that's where I need to go to feel like home since I'm Italian. Sounds like a place I'll have to check out for sure. How about fourth down now? We're on first and 10, fourth down. Favorite NFL player or team growing up?
The favorite team growing up was the 49ers. My dad was a big Steve Young fan, and you know, watching the 49ers, you know, they had some great seasons with Jerry Rice and Darrell Owens, so that was always fun watching the 49ers with my dad and brothers growing up.
Yeah, they had some great teams back in the day, and they're back on top now after a little regression. They're back on top of the NFL and shooting towards that Super Bowl. Take us inside the locker room, Braden, a little behind the scenes in the Cougars locker room. Who you know, when the doors are closed, who's the funniest teammate on the football team?
Funniest teammate? Probably Ziggy.
Really?
He's a pretty funny guy. He's from Ghana, and so, you know, he just kind of has a different perspective, and just he's a great ping pong player. So me and him always play ping pong in the locker room and just cracking jokes and having a good time. So
okay, very interesting. Did not know that. How about your most memorable moment during your football playing career?
My golfing career?
No, your playing your football career. Your most memorable or favorite moment? We got a favorite moment? Yeah, you got to think about that. I know you guys won a handful of bowl games during your playing career. You know, there's great matchups, great opponents. If you can't think of a favorite moment, then we'll go maybe favorite stadium to play in.
Yeah, my favorite moment would probably be just playing Notre Dame at Notre Dame. That's just a one-of-a-kind atmosphere. We arrived there, and there was several thousand fans there just kind of greeting us at the stadium. They were all clapping for us, just classy friends. And then, you know, just walking around that stadium, obviously – seeing the movie Rudy several times and just kind of seeing, you know, the locker rooms and the stadium and Touchdown Jesus, that was definitely a memorable
sure.
experience for me.
Yeah, the cathedral of college football. How about if we were to say something we don't know about Braden Hansen, what would it be?
You know, on the football field, I was taught that you have a switch. And my dad taught me from a young age that, you know, on the football field, you can be mean, nasty, intense. But then off the football field, you gotta flip that switch off and be a gentle gentleman, nice guy. And so I feel like, you know, sometimes people are a little surprised when they talk with me offside, you know, off the field. And they're like, man, he's a nice guy. But on the football field, I get nasty and I'm intense, and you know it's an intense game. So
that light switch mentality, a lot of offensive linemen have it. I'm going to hit you with another tough one here, Braden. I hate to do this to you, but if you could have three dinner guests, past, present, or future, who would they be?
Probably Tiger Woods would have to be one of them. you know, big golfer. I'd love to, you know, talk with him. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan and Steve Young would probably be the three dinner guests I'd have over.
Interesting. Okay. So I guess Michael Jordan, were you a Bulls fan on the basketball side of things growing up?
Yeah, he was, you know, right when I was a teenager, that was when Michael Jordan was at his prime. And so, you know, definitely looked up to him and great athlete he was.
Yeah, and I loved when they announced him, when they did the player announcements. And, you know, somebody was talking about that the other day. They say, you know, Ray Lewis coming out of the tunnel is probably the most intimidating entrance to the playing field or court since when the Bulls used to announce Michael Jordan. The arena would just scream so loud. You didn't even hear the announcer say his name. They were just yelling so loud. So I definitely remember those days. A lot of good times playing my Knicks. However,
yeah.
we never were able to conquer Jordan. All right, we got two more for you, Braden. How about once your long, successful football playing career is over, what's something that you would like to accomplish once you're done with your football playing career?
So at BYU, I was in the Marriott School of Business. It's just basically an undergrad business classes and different majors and stuff you can study. So in that school, I studied strategy and finance. So I would love, after football, to be able to go work with some businesses and help them with within their finance and the strategy of, you know, just being in the corporate. So I'd love to be able to go work with some businesses after football.
Okay, I thought you were going to go PGA Tour on me. I thought Al Del Greco might have to watch his back.
yeah, maybe.
All right, so I always like to end on this one, Braden, and we're talking to Braden Hansen, BYU offensive lineman. I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Braden Hansen.
I just feel like I'll never quit. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, whether I have injuries or broken fingers or, you know, I'm never going to quit. I'm not going to miss it, you know, a game if I can. I'm going to play through pain, through injury. You know, I'm going to be your guy. So.
All right. Well, there you have it. Very well put, Braden. I enjoyed our time today talking between the lines, outside the lines, and everything else in between. So as we mentioned, Braden Hansen, all-independent honorable mention, getting ready for the Texas vs. Nation All-Star Classic before he hits Indianapolis at the Combine, and, of course, the BYU Pro Day. Best of luck throughout the process, Braden. We'll definitely be checking in with Evan, and I want to thank Evan Brennan from MB Sports Management, one of the hardest-working professionals in the game that I know. So I want to thank him for making this possible, and I want to thank you, Braden Hansen, for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Appreciate it.
All right, and that was Braden Hansen, name you need to know, bringing you the names you need to know first here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I was your host, Rick Saratella, and today is Tuesday, January 8th, and at 9:30, my next guest is going to be Sean Selwood, the punter from Utah. So make sure you tune in on Blog Talk Radio over at our NFL Draft Bible radio channel at 9:30. Of course, follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. You'll get all our latest player interviews. We're racking them up as we get closer to the 2013 NFL Draft, and it's going to be a four-month journey, a four-month process for all these top prospects across the nation. We got you covered here at the NFL Draft Bible. Till next time.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.